You're listening to littlepodcast.com.
Yeah.
So,
all right.
So Mark, you play new games quite a bit, right?
Yeah, good mix.
But Mike, you said before when we were talking that the newest bit of hardware you owned was a Wii.
Well, the Wii actually took a dump on me a long time ago, and I shipped that to somebody that modded it for something. I have a PS4 or a PS3 up there.
Oh, okay.
But I haven't turned that thing on in probably at least a year. You know, now I do play on my 3DS. I mean, that's if anything new that I play, it's either 3DS or my iPhone, or you know, I just picked up the ColecoVision Flashback and the Intellivision Flashback. So I've been playing those.
Ooh, how are those?
They're great. I mean, 60 built-in games. If you had the ColecoVision or the Intellivision, you want to kind of re-experience that or kind of show the games that you played, when you were little to your kids, they're great little systems to pick up. They're like $40, and they have a lot of the rare games, built in that you'd have to spend, $50 to $100 for on cartridge. So it's a great opportunity.
Is it Jack Specific who's doing that?
No, it was At Games.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'll have to check those out because I had the Intellivision Lives collection, which was really, really nice back because I grew up on Intellivision, so that one's really special to me.
Well, Intellivision's still around. I mean, they had, Keith Robinson's a friend of mine. He used to work there, and now he owns the company. And so it was brought back to life through, actual Intellivision people, and At Games. So they were both responsible for it. So and in fact, at Classic Gaming Expo a couple weeks ago, they brought back about 15 to 20 of their programmers that made all of these games. And they made
a special...
The Blue Sky Rangers, yeah, and they made a special sleeve that you could only get at Classic Gaming Expo, and like 15 to 20 of them autographed it, and then it was kind of a collectible sleeve that would go around the retail box,
Wow.
And they had a lot of pictures of early Mattel days, back into television, and back in the late 70s and early 80s, kind of scrapbook pictures of The Office and a lot of the people that were in there. So really interesting collectible there, and but yeah, no, they're still around and still trying to pump out, different, get these in front of people again, today, and people still seem to really enjoy them, So it's a great bargain too. I mean, 60 games for $40, and it looks like a little mini Intellivision or a little ColecoVision system with the, kind of remakes of the original controllers, for better or for worse.
Does it have the disc pad?
It does.
Nice.
Yeah, and you put the overlays on it.
Yeah,
really? Comes with the overlays?
Overlays, yeah, yeah, brand new reproduction overlays, yeah, for a lot of the games. They're in Toys R Us all over the country in the U.S. and Dollar General stores. They actually, Dollar General have a different version of the games that has like one extra game in it.
You know?
Yeah, I know. Like for ColecoVision, it comes with Antarctic Adventure, which was a great Konami. A game that was out on the ColecoVision, but it's not in the Toys R Us version. You have to go to Dollar General.
Did you know that was Kojima's first game?
Yeah.
Like the Metal Gear guy, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's a great game. It's a
wonderful game.
I highly recommend them. They're great units and at a great value.
Well, I know what I want for Christmas now.
Yeah, and lots of homebrew games on them. Lots of new games. I think
really?
On the ColecoVision ones, there's like eight, half a dozen to eight homebrew games. And, the Atari Flashback 5's out right now with another 50 or 60 games on it. It's got a lot of homebrew games that have made for it.
Time ago, I helped someone to acquire some SG-1000 games. That's a Sega system that was before the Master System. 'Cause
the white one?
It and the ColecoVision hardware is so close that basically homebrewers were taking the games from the SG-1000 and porting them to the ColecoVision, and so they needed to have some help translating some of the manuals and stuff for some of their releases. I wonder if they ever came out. I really need to get in touch with those guys again. But I just love people who have the ability to do those things and me the ability to play those things.
That's right.
Famicom Dojo.